Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Suresh Ramalingam from Emory University in Atlanta. And to begin, I asked him about a presentation he did at the 2018 ESMO meeting on patients with EGFR tumor mutations who received first-line treatment with osimertinib as part of the clinical trial.
So in the U.S. now, the frontline therapy for an exon 19 or 21 mutated patient is more commonly osimertinib based on the strength of the FLAURA data. And the median PFS is about 19 months. Osimertinib has good brain coverage. It's also well tolerated. We're beginning to understand the resistance mechanisms to osimertinib, and the abstract that you referred to at ESMO, we had the fortune of presenting it. And what we had done was collected blood samples at baseline and at the time of either progression or drug discontinuation on both arms of the FLAURA trial. When we narrowed down on the osimertinib arm of the trial, there were 91 patients who had matched plasma. And when we looked at the resistance mechanisms in the cell-free DNA system, we found that the C797S mutation was seen in about 7% of the patients. We found MET amplifications in another 15%. So about 25% of the patients, we were able to find a clear potential mechanism of resistance. We can't definitively say this is why they progressed, but it makes a lot of theoretical sense that this is why they progressed.
And actually, now that I think about it, so many oncologists send me cases nowadays. I got another case from an oncologist who had a patient who developed a BRAF, V600E tumor mutation. So incidentally, what do you do in that situation if they develop a BRAF mutation?
I think it's very reasonable to try in an outside the clinical trial setting specific BRAF inhibitors now that those drugs are available. And we are beginning to see these are NF1s. Unfortunately, you can't put them on a clinical trial, but certainly I would be eager to try something like that if I can get the drugs provided by the company on those patients.
Do we know, and I don't know how many patients you had in that series that you reported, when you have these BRAF tumor mutations developed, do they act like the regular BRAF? Because they respond. Do these people respond? Do we know?
So I have one patient who developed a RAF1 mutation on osimertinib, and I treated the patient with sorafenib, and he's about almost 10 months into the treatment, did well. He had a good response and then remained stable. And more recently, about 2 months ago, he progressed. So I moved to chemotherapy. This was a RAF1 mutation. This is not the V600E BRAF mutation.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting.
So we had to treat him with sorafenib as a single agent.
That's interesting. Do you see the regular V600E mutations?
I have not personally seen one, but in the FLAURA study, we did see there was one case. I don't have follow-up to know what exactly that patient was treated at this point.
And the other thing about that case that we were talking about was, do you keep the TKI going? Edistakis, same question. Until you bring in your other therapy, do you keep it going indefinitely, temporarily? What do you think?
In a specific BRAF situation where you have to give them two drugs to treat, one has to think about whether it'll be safe to add three TKIs. So I would stop osimertinib and go to the next set of treatment strategies, which is a similar approach I would take with the patient situation you started off with from your physician, which is they are moving away from osimertinib into second-line therapy, and they're thinking about chemotherapy. For that patient, I would stop osimertinib and move to chemotherapy.
And the doc also mentioned this C797S mutation. Is that druggable?
Yes, it is druggable. We don't have a lot of clinical data, but preclinically, you can actually give gefitinib or erlotinib and get a response in those patients when they progress on osimertinib and have the C797S.